Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur is a continuation of the previous shiur. We're learning about Kenyan Chalifin, that it doesn't work for an Isha. We saw Neflas Mitaras Hashem, and we will continue again based on the shiurim of Hagaon Reb Yaakov Yitzchak Ruderman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Tosas Rid Naras Sugya in Kedushin Daf Gimel argues with Rashi, and he holds that when he's Mekadisha with a Kli that has a Shavu Pruta, sometimes it's even going to be effective, but Tairas Chalifin, it could be she's married. As long as it has a Shavu Pruta, Rashi holds, if it has a Shavu Pruta, it doesn't matter, because it's Chalipin. Tosas Rid holds, no, Chalipin works sometimes. When doesn't it work? It doesn't work if he just gives her a Suder. It works, says the Tosas Rid, if he gives her a Suder, he gives her a handkerchief that's a Shavu Pruta, she's mikudeshes. When the Gemara says it doesn't work is when he's masna with her, he makes it tanai that he's mekadesh her with the money. He just doesn't give her now the whole money. He gives her the suder to be going with the kinyan now, and the money is going to be a chov l'shalim l'la'achar zman. He gives her a suder now, and then the money is going to give her later. So in such an instance alone, the Gemara says she's not mikudeshes because she wants to be miskadeshes with the money, and there's no money here. So therefore, the chalifin doesn't work. So Kenyan Chalifin would work, he gives her a Suder and she's Mekudeshes Mitaras Chalifin, according to the Tosas Rid. But it's no good if he gives her he says he's going to marry with the mana, and in the meantime he gives her a Suder, and after he's going to give her the mana, that doesn't fly. And even though in a Sada that would work, says the Tosas Rid, nevertheless, since by Chalifin their isa v'pachos mishavu pruta, like the Gemara says, chalifin works with less than a shavu pruta, and a woman with less than a shavu pruta isn't makna herself, so therefore such a kenyan chalifin doesn't work, even though such a kenyan would work by a field, when he gives him the suder in the meantime, and then afterwards he'll give him the money. So these words of the Tosas Rid are mamish dvarim pluim, it's very hard to understand. Oceans of ink have been spilled to try to figure out what this Tosas Rid means. Akopanim, that's what he says. He says that when it comes to regular Kenyan Chalifin, it works with a field. It works with an Isha. It just doesn't work if he promises her money, gives her a Suder in the meantime. That won't work. Even though for a Suder it does work in such a case, but for a woman it wouldn't work because a woman isn't Miskadeshes with Pachos Mishav Pruta. And Chalifin can be done with Pachos Mishav Pruta. But a woman isn't masking with Pachos Mishavu Pruta, so such a Kenyan doesn't work. Again, I'm just saying the words. There's no Havana for that. Obviously, there is a Havana, but the Pashtus, it's very hard to understand what it means. And therefore, the Achronim expend a great deal of effort trying to understand this Tosas Rid. The Avnei Miluim and Simon Choftes brings the Ma'arit in his Chidushim on the Rif, who's Taman the Tosas Rid. How can we be Mechalik between these two types of Chalifin? Since the Tosas Rid holds that Chalifin works. If it's a Shavu Pruta to be Kodem Midin Kesef, even though he promises her a mana and he doesn't give it to her now, he just gives her a Suder, nevertheless she should be Miskadeshes, just like we have later on in the Gemara. Because Yushe Kesef, he says Iskatshili, if he says to her Iskatshili b'mana, and then he gives her a dinner, Harezim Mekudeshes v'yashlim, if he says that marry me with a mana, in the meantime he gives her a dinner, she's married, and then he has to pay the rest later. So here too, when he says Iskatshi libe money, he gives her a Suder, she should be married, and then he pays off the rest later. It says like the Ma'arit, which is brought in the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim is Miyashiv al Pishita Sasma, who holds that when is Kesef effective to acquire a field? When he gives the Shavu Pruta for the value of the field. So this pruta has to be tchilas piron. The field isn't worth a pruta, but it's the beginning of the payment for the field, and the rest is going to be a monetary obligation. But if the kesef is just a maisa kinyan, that doesn't work. Kesef has to be demei piron. It has to be demei shelvi. It has to be the value. It can't just be a formal kinyan, because we learn from Stei Efron, and there the kesef is demei shivu hasade, and not demei kinyan. So here also by an isha, it has to be Dmei Isha. Just like by Stei Efron, it was Dmei Shivyan Hasada, it was the value of the field. So too in general, you have to pay the value of the of the item, and it's not enough just to do a formal kinyan. So that's the sheet of the Sema. The Taz argues, and he proves from Kiddusha Isha, that's also learned from Ste'afrin. The Sema wanted to say, look, Ste'afrin was the value of the field. So since it was the value of the field, so too, whenever you do a kinyan chalifin for a field, it has to be the value. Right? Whenever you do a kinyan kesef for the field, when you do a kinyan kesef for the field, it has to be the value of the field. So, and then the rest you pay later, but it has to be tchilas piron. So that's when it comes to a field. When you make a kinyan kesef on a field, it has to be tchilas piron. But it has to be piron. It has to be the value of the field, not just a formal kinyan. Taz argues, and he says, what are you talking about? And he proves from Kedusha Isha, that's learned from Ste'afrin. There it's Pashat, that it's like the Kesef isn't Shivui Ha'isha, a woman's not worth a pruta. Rather, it's Tama Maisa Kenyan. And therefore, it must be that Kenyan Kesef doesn't have to be Pirona Sada. It's enough that it's a Maisa and a Sina in order to be Kone. And if it's a Maisa and a Sina in order to be Kone, that's enough. It doesn't have to be Dmei Piron. That's the famous Machlokes between the Sma and the Taz. The Avnei Miluim was Machzik Bidas Sma, and he writes that even by an Isha the Kesef is Dmei Shivui HaMekach, like the Sma writes by a field, and he brings a Raya from Divrei HaRosh B'Sof Parakamad above Mitzia Simen Memches. Shmuel says a Moicher Shtarchov, you sell a Shtarchov to your friend, and then your Moichel the Shtarchov, the seller sells a Shtarchov to his friend, and then he goes to the person who owes the money and he says, I'm Moichel your Shtarchov. So now his friend is holding on to this worthless Shtarchov. So we say in Ksubis, first this is in Bav Mitzia that it's Moichel, it's valid, he can do that. And we say in Ksubis that those who are done, Dina de Garmi, if you have to obligate to pay for causational damage, so the Moicher has to pay to the Lokech. The Moicher has to pay to the Lokech. What does he have to pay? So the Rosh says he only has to pay him what was paid for the Shtar. What the Koine paid for the Shtar, but not what's actually in the Shtar. So if the Shtar is $1,000 and he sold it, he wanted the money right away, he sold it for $750. So all he has to do is pay $750. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh brings a Raya from the Gemara in Kedusha Mem Zayin Amud Beis that if for instance Mekadish Yishe B'Shtar Chov Sheish Lo Alachem Eina Mekudeshes L'Das Chacham. A guy has a Shtar Chov, somebody else owes him money, and he gives it to an Isha. So she's not Mekudeshes L'Das Chacham. The Gemara explained because we hold like Shmuel, who says that the moicher can be mochel the shibud, and therefore this woman isn't so mechaz das on this shtar chov, because she holds that the husband maybe is going to be mochel the shtar chov, and then she doesn't have any money left. So says the Rosh, if you hold that the husband has to pay her kol de meachov, why isn't she so mechaz das? Man of shach, she's going to get all of her money. Either she's going to get all of her money because the loiv is going to pay it, or she's going to get all of her money because the husband has to pay it for being mochel. So whether he's mochel or not, she's going to get her money. Why isn't she so mechaz das? Ela vaday, that you don't have to pay all the money. All you have to do is pay the damim shenotna b'shvil haichov. You have to pay the money that was given for this debt, the money that was paid for the shtar chov, which in this case is a pruta, which is to make kiddushin, the pruta that a husband has to give to a woman for kiddushin. So that's all the husband would have to pay the woman, and therefore she's not so mechaz das on this shtar chov. So from here, the Avnei Miluim proves that Kesef Kedushin has to be Shivui Ha'isha, it has to be her value. Otherwise, how did the Rosh say that the husband has to give her a Sheva Pruta to make Kedushin? A woman is in a Sheva Pruta, that we should say that the Nesina Shtar was for a Sheva Pruta. So it must be that Kiddushei Kesef is also called Dmei Shivui Ha'isha. That's his raya. We're going to see in a moment. It's a very difficult raya. But the raya of the Avnei Miluim is that how can we obligate the husband to pay the Sheva Pruta to make Kiddushin? A woman isn't worth a Sheva Pruta. That we should say that the Nesina Shtar, he gave her the Shtar for a Sheva Pruta. So it must be that Taka, this is the value that we're assigning to her. We're assigning her the value of Ashavapruta. Well, the Fizeh, again, we have to, this is difficult to understand, we'll see in a moment. And according to this, the Abani Milum says that even Kedushay Kesef have to be given the Torah's Tchilas Piron as a beginning of payment, because it's again Dmei Shivui. So you have to give it as the beginning of payment, like the Sma says by other Kenyan Kesef, because Kedushay Kesef is Dmei Shivui Heisha. And based on the foregoing, the Abani Milum explained the Tosis writ that when the woman's Miskadesh has been Mane, the Kenyan Hasudar is just to be Mekayim the Kedushin. This is not an Indian of Kenyan Kesef, because he didn't give her the Suder B'Tayres Tchilas Piron Shivui Ha'isha, because he still has to give her the whole money. And the Das Hasma, Kenyan Kesef doesn't work in such a case. But if he only gives her the Suder B'Shvil Kedushin, there we say, if he only gives her the Suder for Kedushin, there's nothing else involved, there we say that since the Suder itself is Shavapruta, so he could be Koineh B'Tayres Kenyan Kesef, because they were called Dmei Ha'isha. It's not a Maisa Kenyan, it's like other Kenyan Kesef. So it has to be Dmei Shivui. So if he's giving her the actual Shivui, he's giving her the Suda, that's a Pruta, so that's the payment, that's what she's worth. And if it's if he has to after give her afterwards, he's giving her a Mane, so this isn't Tchilas Piron at all. This is something completely different. He's giving her the Suda now, and then later on he's going to give her a Mane. That doesn't work, because you can't just give him you can't do a formal kinyan for kedushin. It has to be a tchilas piron, and like by chalifin, we're talking here about chalifin. So if he does the chalifin b'taras tchilas piron, it's b'seder gamur. But in this case, or is the whole piron, it's also fine. But in this case, it's not Tchilas Piron, because the Suder is one thing and then he's giving her something else, the money. So it's not Tchilas Piron, it doesn't work. So the reason that Chalifin doesn't work is because it's not Shivui Ha'isha. But if all that's involved is a Suder, so B'Seder, according to the way the Abnei Milum learns, that's the Shovi Ha'isha. The Abnei Milum isn't saying that literally a woman is worth a nickel. But when it comes to the Kenyan Kedushin, that's the Dmei Shovi Ha'isha. It's hard to understand what the svar is. Akopanim, that's the mahalach of the Abnei Milum to explain the Tosis Rid, why the Tosis Rid's mahalik between the case where he gives her a Suder and then later on he's going to give her a Mana, which is no good, or he just gives her straight away the Suder, which is good. However, this raya of the Abnei Milum from the Rosh that Kesef is Dmei Shivu Ha'isha is l'chor yichipcha mistabra, that if Kedusha Kesef is considered Shivu Ha'isha, these Kedushin that he gives her the Shtar Chov, he wanted to be Mekadish her. He wanted to be Mekadisher, it says in the Shtar Chov $1,000. He wanted to be Mekadisher with $1,000. So she was Mekabel all of the Dam and Ba'at Kedusha. She was Mekabel all of this $1,000 for her Kedushin. And now the Baal should have to pay Kol Shivui Hachov. Why was the Rosh pattering him with just a Pruta? If we're talking about value, so then he wanted to be how did he assess her value? He said you're worth $1,000. So now he's giving her this shtar of $1,000. So how did the Rosh afterwards pater him and say, no, you're cool, just give her a pruta? So it must be that the Kedusha Kesef isn't Shivu Ha'isha, it's just a Maisa Kinyan, it's just a formal Kinyan, Kedas Hataz. And therefore, since Stam Isha Niknes Beshava Pruta, we can understand that the husband only has to give a pruta, because that's the money that she lost Aide Mechilasa. So this raya from the Rosh is a very difficult raya. Not that it's a raya that it's shovi ha'isha. If it was shovi ha'isha, why can he be let go with a pruta? He should have to pay the whole thing. He was saying shovi ha'isha is $1,000. So why is he now getting off just by paying her a pruta, according to the Rosh, if he's mochel the shtar chov that he gave her for kedushin? So it must be that Kenyan kedushin is just maisa Kenyan, but it's not shivui. We can also prove, like the Taz from later on, it says that you assess the value of the Niyar, if it has a shava pruta, she's mekudeshes, and if it doesn't have a shava pruta, she's not mekudeshes. In other words, the rabbis say that if he was mekadesh a b'shtar pasul, if it has shava pruta, she's mekudeshes midin kesef. Achenu dasa Yerushalmi brought by the Rif LaHalacha at the beginning of our parak Aleph Amud Beis Bedapei Rif. L'chayra, it's hard to understand. Ech tiskadesh midin kesef alo kinyan shtar v'kinyan kesef shaynim legamri zem izeh. Two completely different kinyanim, kinyan kesef and kinyan shtar. So how can you say that when he gives her al shtar, he's mekadesh her afterwards, she's mekudesh, it's midin kesef? When someone's kind of b'shtar, the ikar kinyan is done by the person who gives the shtar. Since he gives the shtar, she's mekudesh, it's la'idein esinaso. But b'kesef, the ikar kinyan is kabolas ha-kesef al-yidei ha-moicher. That since he's mekabel the kesef, he's mishtabi to the lokech, and through this shibud, the kinyan is chal. If so, where he's mechavi to be kona al-yidei shtar, which is pulas kinyan. How can we say that now the kinyan is going to be done by kesef, where the chalos is totally bikur b'kabolas ha'isha, who's makana herself? So it's mashma mikan that even the kesef kedushin is a maisa kinyan be'alma, and memela the ikur is totally b'nesina se'ish, just like shtar. So even kesef also the ikur is that he gave, and therefore we say that since he was miskavi and liknos ben maisa kinyan shel shtar, since he gave her something that has shabis of kesef, he also has das to be kona de maisa kinyan shel kesef, not like the das of the Avnei Miluim, who holds that it's kesef shivui. No, it's just a maisa kinyan, and therefore shtar works just like kesef, works just like shtar. Normally kesef is the ikar kinyan is kabbalas ha kesef ayde amoch, he's makabal the kesef, so he's mishtabi to the lokeach. But here that's not what it is. Here it's just the giving of the money of the husband that's making the ikar kinyan, because through this giving that's the maisa kinyan. Just like shtar, which is a pu'ulas kinyan al-yidei ha'isha kone. But if it would be kesef shivui, then that would be it would be the opposite. Shtar would be the maisa nesina, and kesef, if it's shivui, then by receiving your value, so you're mishtabed yourself to give yourself over. So these are two completely different kinyanim. So how would one work for the other? From the fact that it can work for both, the giving of the paper can work for shtar and for kesef, it must be that it's just merely a maisa kinyan, that kesef works the same way as shtar, that it's a din in the nesina, and not in the kabbalah. So therefore, we have to give another pshat for the Tosis Rid, and please God, our job for the next shir. We should be zeich alum odu lelamid l'shem of las l'kayim is called v'samit v'asubi ahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.